See it, feel it, taste it, and live it. Get ready for Keeping Up with Barbara Scheidegger, joined by Dr. Pat. Healthy living can begin at any stage in your life. You need to have clarity on where you are and where you want to be. Whether you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, or onward, you can still create beneficial habits that will help you on your path to ageless living. The ability to make our lives better lives in each and every one of us. Transcend beyond what you believe you can do and find out what you really can do. Can you keep up? Keeping Up with Barbara starts now.
Here's the question. What is it that's in the back of your mind? This is what we want you to ponder. Do you think aging is a disease, or is it just a fact of life? Or is it both? How do you think about aging? And, you know, it'd be interesting if you all came back and said, oh, no, I don't think about aging. But, you know, it's such a thing in the world we live in today, especially in the United States. And it is that kind of thing that just hangs out with us, even when we don't think it is. You know, you're 16 years old and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, I am not able to drive. I'm not old enough. I mean, there's just so many things that are age related in society. And then there are the things that are underneath the iceberg, the things that start to develop in our lives that we unconsciously don't even know we're doing. All of a sudden, we're waking up and we don't think we're young enough for that promotion. Or we may think we're too young for that promotion. Or we may be thinking, well, wait a minute, I'm never going to find the love of my life. Why? Oh, what are you, 41? And so these are the kinds of things that we are bombarded with now in our society, in social media, in television ads, you name it. Cannot even turn the television on without somebody telling you, not enough, body's breaking down. Got too many wrinkles, your makeup's killing you, all of the above. So today, Barbara's going to take us on a journey because she is the expert in this field. Let me tell you a little bit about Barbara. Think about coming to this country and being someone that has enormous opportunity, but you've heard her story. Doesn't know English, so she learned English. She became part of and founded a company, an extraordinary company, a viable company. But in that journey, she learned about who she is and who she wanted to become. Now you're looking at Barbara Scheidegger, who is a certified clinical hypnotherapist, founder of Let It Go Hypnosis. She has created an innovative approach. Her 21-day program encapsulates all of the things in just about every part of the wheel of life that you want to improve on or up-level. She's the one that will take you there. And more recently, to really put her stamp on becoming, you know, an ageless living expert, she created a new way to think about this, and that's called the Ageless Zone. This is a place where you can come, not just if you're X years old, but it doesn't matter what your age is. What she understands and what Barbara has been able to do is to really look at the landscape of this and say, everyone is engaged in this. We have put such an emphasis on aging, who we are, who we were, and who we're not anymore. Today's show, Barbara's going to take us on a journey to really help us understand completely aging, disease, fact of life, which is it? Barbara, great to be here. Big topic, big question.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to answer that for myself.
I know. It's actually, you don't have to answer it. You just have to be in it.
Yeah. Wow.
And that's the key of being in the ageless zone, living in the moment and not in the past or in the present, or I should, I could have, if I would have. It's now. And what do we do now to move forward to get what we want? No matter how old you are, you still can go and walk, you still can go and hike or swimming. You don't have to give up anything when you get older. And it is just a fact that we get older every second, every minute, every hour. So it's what's the big deal? We're used to it. So deal with it and Just be who you are and get what you want. Yeah. And the question is today, are you in the zone?
Are we in the zone? Yeah. You know, Barbara, the report came out. I think I just sent it to you, but I want to mention it for a minute because it is a report that comes out every year. It's called the World Happiness Report. And this report comes out every year. I'll tell you what I was struck by when this report came out recently. I don't remember from last year such an emphasis on age. And, you know, right out of the gate, they're talking about happiness. And this is what I'm intrigued about. That's why I love the show today and what you're doing, because it really begs the question, what do you think? How are you thinking about age? So the first part of the study comes out and says happiness and age, a summary. Okay. But then here we keep going. Happiness of the younger, the older, and those in between. So I'm looking at this happiness report, and I'm just looking at aging, every part of this, differences in life satisfaction among older adults in India. I mean, I'm just looking at this report, and their message, and the image when you turn the page, right? I'm looking at this report, and I'm asking myself, what are you trying to say? I mean, whatever happened to just having a happiness report, but now we have a happiness and aging report. What do you think is up with that?
I think it's very dangerous. I think it's now we have even milestones. If I'm 40, I'm supposed to be happy like this. If I'm 50, if I'm 60. No, you're supposed to be happy all the time. I mean, you have to do something to be happy. No one else can make you happy. So you have to be happy with who you are and what you're doing in your life. And if you're not, just make a change. And it's really a rewiring of the brain, being yourself. In that way, you know, it's just to me a report that I can look at and have to smile and say, hey, what is that? Why can't I just be happy? Why do I have to put this an age on it? Yep. So it's the same thing with being healthy. You know, when I went to the doctor 59 and I was coughing up blood and I was sick and I had to see the pulmonologist. And she looked at me and said, it was basically, you know, you're old, give up. Women at your age tend to have that problem. Hmm. She said, no, they're younger people have that problem. I have sisters, they're older than me. They don't have that problem. So I'm suddenly supposed to be sick because I'm not supposed to be healthy at 60. So I'm too old to be healthy. Who makes that decision? And I had to say, no, it has nothing to do with age. Age is for the government. To make, you know, you get your social, I get my social security now, I get my Medicare and the senior discount.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. But I'm not putting myself in there now. I'm 65 years old and now I'm supposed to be that certain person for society or for doctors. No, I want to be me. And I had to take control over myself, over my life, the way I wanted to be. And I really had to take my age and say, this is not for me. I don't care how old I am. Yes, we're getting older. And the usage, it's basically the body, to me, it gets slower by usage. So it's not how old you are. It's how you treat your body. And all of this starts with the mind, definitely. Yeah. That you listen, do you take care? It's your imagination. Imagination, it's the way we live. That the imagination, the way we want to be, that creates our life. So where do you want to be? In a happy place? So create your happy place.
This is really a powerful conversation because I know one of the things that you say, there are two things that you say, and you're saying them more and more and more again, and I love them. One is don't let your age rule you, rule your age or rule how you age. I love that. But recently you also said, don't let your mind rule you, right? Rule your mind. And that's really what we're going to talk about today. Because when we come back from break, here's the thing. You said it a little bit before, but I really want to dig into it when we come back. How many of us, or how often, are we using our age either as an excuse or blaming our age for the unhappiness in our lives? When we come back, let's dig a little bit into that and give some examples.
See the people poking up their heads.
Yeah,
right
like,
now.
It's me. But people will come back and say, oh, no, I don't blame my age. But you see, what's going on inside of you at a very unconscious level? What's going on in your subconscious nature? You know, what's happening in there? Like the minute that you say, wow, my grandkids are snowboarding, I think I'd like to snowboard. And then do you go out and get the snowboard stuff? Or do you then say, oh, I'll come back in my next lifetime? When we come back, we're going to hear how Barbara Schneidecker answered that question. The big thing too, is if you really do want that, what are you willing to change? What part of your rewiring are you willing to work on? Are you willing to take a look and say, how often do I say, no, I can't, too old, but you don't even utter a word? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Barbara Schneidecker.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony. I'm the psychic lawyer, also known as the Psychic Explorer, and I'm proud to be teaming up with Dr. Pat Basile for our show, The Psychic and the Doc, Your Practical Paranormal Power Unleashed. And on this show, all subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Tune in, and better yet, call in Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I'm Dr. Vaughn, host of Leading by Example, upholding standards without compromise, bringing you inspiring excellence one lesson at a time on Transformation Talk Radio every first and third Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific. Are you aware of your actions? Leaders, aspirants, everybody, join us for inspiration with fun, practical, and educational stories. Visit www.enterosolutions.com. That's E-N-T-E-R-O.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness, be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Danae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDanae.com. That's DENEE.com.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about? At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com to learn more about becoming a host of your very own show.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. You are listening to Keeping Up with Barbara. I'm Dr. Pat. This is a great, great show because what this is about is, can you see it? Can you feel it? Can you taste it? And then can you live it? Or Are you seeing it? Are you feeling it? Are you tasting it? And are you just giving it up and walking away from whatever your it is? Today, we're talking about aging. Is it in your mind? Do you see it as a disease, or do you see it as a fact of life? And does how you see it alter the way you actually live your life? And Barbara, you know, what we're talking about here today is, what do we do with this thing we call age? So first of all, how do we use age to our advantage? How do we look at age to our advantage? How do we look at age as we get older? But even more importantly, how do we use age as an excuse? How do we blame it? I'm going to blame my age on the fact that I didn't go buy those snowboard boards.
Well, look, it's always, you know, I snowboarding, my daughter is snowboarding, my son is snowboarding, my granddaughter started to snowboard. I'm a skier. And we went skiing together. Now the son is snowboard and I'm the only one skiing. So I said, I need to take lessons to snowboard. But this is my goal. This is what I want. And we have to understand, not everybody has the same goal. But I finally in my life can do what I want and I can enjoy life. So now I'm held back because I'm a certain age. This is ridiculous. Mm. If I train my body, and anyone can, it just takes time again. The body has a memory. There's muscle memory. We can rebuild them. We can strengthen our muscles in our back, in our legs. Yeah, it's not an overnight fix. Guess what? You have to work on it. You have to commit to it. And then you have to take action. It's not only talking about it and writing about it, dreaming about it. That gives you just an imagination, but now you need to take action to get it. So I knew if I go snowboarding, I need to be in shape. I need to be able to stand up, to be on one board, my balance. So I worked on that before I went in. I prepared myself. Mm. And even though I've heard other people, you're 65, you're nuts. I said, it's okay. I'm not hurting anybody. Let me be nuts. Let me be the crazy grandma. That's fine. I like actually the title.
Yeah.
That's right. But I had to prepare myself. And yes, I took lessons and I can go down the hill now. And I truly, truly had to ignore all the people around me who said, you're too old.
Yeah.
Well, I'm asking all of you who said you're too old, is there a book out there that we have to go and say, oh, yeah, yeah, at this age, we need to supposed to do this. And at this age, are there rules or regulations, or are we making themselves for ourselves as an excuse not to move? The reason I ask that, because what's holding us back is the fear of getting hurt, the fear of failure, and whatever that is, we need to come over the fear.
Yeah. I mean, look, this shows up a lot. And I think that what we're doing today for all of you that are listening, we just really want you to be aware of when this shows up for you and where it shows up and how it shows up.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it's subtle, right? Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's somebody saying, Barbara, seriously, snowboarding, right? Like to your face, they'll come and say it to your face. And sometimes it's not. You get something else from the people around you, and we have to protect ourselves. Let's use something very specific. Most of us here, you and I are, we've come out, we've decided we want a different career direction than we had. And how many people look at you and say, really? What do you want to do? What's that career direction you want? And what are you going to go to school? You're going to get what? Certification? Certified clinical hypnotherapist? You're going to, really? You're doing it? Reiki master, NLP master? And they look at you like, they don't say it, but you know they're thinking it, right, Barbara? You know they are thinking.
Yeah, I mean, look, At 54, I went back to college for 1 year to become a clinical hypnotherapist. This was big study. This was a big change in my life. I haven't been to school for ages. Nobody had to tell me you have to do homework, or I did what I wanted to do, you know. I told my children you have to do your homework, but nobody told me that I have to go and write a study over about the behavior. And at the same time, I mean, when I went to college there, it was twice a week, and suddenly was the weekend too, and it was very intense. This is the first problem I had, because I never went to English school, and I know I can speak, but I can write that well, you know. I had to overcome my insecurity. I said, oh my God, what are they thinking about me when I make spelling mistakes? And then I told someone, I talked to her and said, look, I really sometimes I don't know what that means. And she said, look at me, I don't know either. It's new for me too. So I understood. I just have to put my head in there and my mind, and really cut out all the other people, because I had 6 weeks of trial. After 6 weeks, it's like either you go ahead or you pull out. And I was sometimes really that close.
Yeah.
Say, no. It's too hard. I'm really too old. And but these were just excuses. The reason for that, because I had to put my mind to it. I had to change my lifestyle for that year completely. So I was willing to give up my weekends, my Monday nights and Thursday nights, and hours and hours of papers to write and case studies. And in the beginning, it was very hard. It took me about 3-4 hours for a case study. Not because I didn't know what was going on, the English writing, you know. Yeah. At the end of my studies, took me 1 hour. I learned, but it was quite easy just to push it away and say, no, I'm too old for a new career. Oh my God, what should I do? I do what I know. What do I know actually? That even what I know, would that make me happy? I left the other career because this is not my life anymore. I'm bored. I don't like to do this. I never really did in the beginning, because I just, through my marriage, through my situation, I had to dive into it. And there was no time for me to think I'm not doing this, because I had obligations.
Yeah.
And then once I got out of this, it was really, what do I do? What could help me? And since hypnotherapy helped me a lot to overcome my problems, my obstacle, my mental well-being came back through hypnotherapy. I had to say to the world, listen to me, this is helping. I didn't swallow pills. I don't, no alcohol, no drugs, no depression. I got out of it clean and clear. So for me, it was, wow, this feels good, and I'm going to learn this. But the society next to me, the world, said, look at you, you're too old.
Exactly.
Sit in a bench and on a bench and write again essays and do going and learn something new. And you know why they told me that? Because they're afraid to do it themselves.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth, though? I mean, and, you know, look, let's just take this. Not only, you didn't stop there. You see, this was the beginning of a new beginning, beginning of a new beginning. And that's what I love about what you're doing now to help other people, because you've taken the word age and you've removed the number from the definition. You go look that up. It's all about the number. But what you've done is you've said there is no number. It's not the number that drives us. And out of that, you created a 21-day program for people to transform their lives, right? You created the ageless zone, where this is a forum. It doesn't matter what age you are. This is a place where you have said to people, wait a minute, are you thinking about your age before you do that? Even if it's in a fleeting thought, did it pop in? They just like roll through you somehow and influence you. Because you've worked with people, Barbara, you've seen what shows up for them and holds them back, right?
Well, absolutely. Look, everything is a mind game.
It is.
You need to take control over your mind. You are your thoughts, and your thoughts is your world. And your world is your imagination, what you like to see and what you like to be, how you want to see it. And this can, if this is in the negative and this is your obstacles, we can overcome that through our rewiring our brain to make another plan to move forward. And the imagination is your eyes. It's what you see, how you feel, and how your nervous system is very important on that. And how can you calm it down? And how can you make, before it happens, all of this, it's you have to feel it. You have to taste it. You have to see it. You have to live it already before you start. And when you do this, and I'm just asking now, whoever is listening, just try once. What is your goal? What do you really want? Just close your eyes and see it, feel it, taste it before it happens. How will you feel and how are you feeling now? What doesn't give you that a little boost to move on? And that's why I say, remove your age. It doesn't matter. You can become a doctor at 60. A friend of mine, her grandma, she got her PhD at 60 and was a doctor until probably she was 90. So the last 30 years of her life, finally she got what she wanted. So you can die without having done what you wanted to do and who you want to be. Or you can die with all the certifications you want and all the imagination that you had, and you finally are doing it. So what is your choice? What will be your end game?
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking you today. Just said, yeah, it's so difficult. You know, my children with this. You just have to sit down and tell your children what you want to do and what will be the plan. And telling you, they will be so proud of you. At first they say, oh, but mom or dad or whoever you are. But we're so used to that now it's time for change.
Yeah. Yeah.
And at the end, I'm telling you, my children were so proud of me when I got my certification, had my graduation. Yeah. And they talked about to other people about my mom did this. It's a reward. The reward is amazing once you take your life in your hands. And look, make a plan. You know, you whatever you want. Where is your goal? Is it in finances? Is it in your health? Is it in your relationship? Is it at work? Put that all months together. And then you say, well, health is my first, then finances, and then relationship or work. You know, it depends what is your first one, but one thing links to the other. And then when everything is once organized, just move on and be strong. Mm. And realize there is always somebody or something that will want you to block you. And so what? Either you go over it, you go around it, you go underneath,
yeah.
But eliminate the blockage. And this can be done in a 21-day program that I created for people. They are really, they do have their mindset, I'm too old. They don't want me anymore because I'm too old. Well, go there where they want you. And yeah. One thing I can tell to people, don't hang out always with people your age and older.
Yeah.
Go with the younger ones too. You can learn from them.
Yeah. Love this. When we come back, we're going to talk about what you've created, the three pillars that you use These three things you use when you work with people, you know, especially if you look at the Wheel of Life and you look at the finance spoke in the Wheel of Life or the romance. But there are three things that you use no matter what area of life. We're going to talk about that. But the other thing I want you all to think about this. I'm just going to just throw this out. What do Samuel Jackson, Steve Carell, Jane Lynch, Kathy Bates, Morgan Freeman, Lucille Ball, Melissa McCarthy, and Vera Wang, what do all of those people have in common? When we come back, we'll tell you. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back with Barbara. And I'm Dr. Pat. You're listening to Keeping Up with Barbara.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony. I'm the psychic lawyer, also known as the Psychic Explorer, and I'm proud to be teaming up with Dr. Pat Basile for our show, The Psychic and the Doc, Your Practical Paranormal Power Unleashed. And on this show, all subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Tune in, and better yet, call in Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I'm Dr. Vaughn, host of Leading by Example, upholding standards without compromise, bringing you inspiring excellence one lesson at a time on Transformation Talk Radio every first and third Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific. Are you aware of your actions? Leaders, aspirants, everybody, join us for inspiration with fun, practical, and educational stories. Visit www.enterosolutions.com. That's E-N-T-E-R-O.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness, be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Danae, we are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDanae.com. That's D-E-N-E-E.com.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about? At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com to learn more about becoming a host of your very own show.
Hey everyone, welcome back. You're listening to and you're watching Keeping Up with Barbara. I'm Dr. Pat and I get to take this journey. Look, please go to her website. You can get there a number of different ways. You can get there by going to barbarascheidegger.com. You can get there by going to theagelesszone.com. Look, Keeping Up with Barbara, all of these places will get you there. You can Google Barbara and there she'll be. When you get to the website, you're going to see, and also social media, you're going to be able to see what she does. Mindset Master Coach, Certified Clinical Hypnotherapist, will work with you, 21-day program or not, one-on-one coaching. Look, this is an area of expertise that Barbara has created. If you would like Barbara to come to where you are, work with her for a weekend, all of these things are what she has committed her life to, and that is helping all of you. So please check it out. When you go there, all you need to do is click and you'll get to schedule a free consult. Please click on any one of the buttons. They will take you to her calendar. please get scheduled, book some time with Barbara, figure out where you want to go, how quickly you want to get there, and she is going to be the one to help you do it. Lots more to come from Barbara. You're going to see us create some additional things, including how we use what we're about to talk about now in the 21-day program. But there are three pillars of yes-minded living. Yes-minded living is also something Barbara, you know, gave birth to. Coming out of a world that would tell you, no, you can't. She had to create a pathway for herself, just like all of those people I said. So Barbara, all of those people I mentioned, right? You and I know what they have in common, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. They are like me. They started late.
Late. They were late. And, you know.
But it doesn't mean that their career took off then. They had to prepare themselves.
Yes.
Then it was just not an overnight fix. And that's what we need to tell to everyone, you know. It's work on your part. You give and you take and you give up. You have to change things. You have to change some things in your life that are hindering you to move forward. Mm-hmm. So it's giving up, taking, and then moving forward and make it happen. So it's what I want to know. I want to let them, all the viewers and the listener, know. I'm just not, people tell me always, you're so lucky. Seriously, I went through hard times in my life. There was financial problems. There were hardships. There was sickness in my life that I had to overcome. That I was told, you're done. You can never do this again. For example, going up to the mountains and skiing, or now snowboarding, I had to say no, and yes, I'm going to fight it. Yeah. So. It's my experience. It's my knowing actually what you went through too, so I can help you. And in this time of age, when I was younger, it wasn't available, you know. You had psychologists and psychiatrists and people that just said you're crazy.
Yeah.
Today we dig into your craziness and we realize you're not crazy. You're just stuck. Your society put something in you that you believe. It's your belief system, the beliefs you have that makes you the person you are today, in your thoughts and in your mind, your imagination. We can switch that. And I'm telling you, in 21 days, if we really work on that and you really want it, we can turn that around. That you can go in and say, yes, I can, and nothing will hold me back. You can put me down, but I always will get up.
Yeah. You know, this is just the body of work that you do that includes everybody at every age. And I want to be clear about this. This is the new narrative you're writing. Almost every ageless program says, work with me if you're 50 and over. You're not doing that. You're saying, look, I'm going to be able to help you. I don't care what age you are. I mean, it doesn't matter. If you're stuck, let's get underneath it. This is what you're doing. In the process, though, you've also created three really important pillars that you look at. So if somebody comes and says, Barbara, I am just dying over here. I'm afraid. I'm afraid to do a podcast, or I'm afraid to do this. You will work with them, but you've come up with three really key ingredients that you think about. It doesn't matter what area of life, you're gonna really explore these. Tell people what they are.
Absolutely. And I learned them myself. I had to be flexible. I had to be flexible in my mind and also in my body. And flexibility in the body, yes, it's quite easier. But in the mind, being flexible and shift to a yes-minded, I am yes-minded. And I had to be mobile, not only in my body. Yes, it's a combination in both, but I had to be mobile also in my mind, in my thoughts, in my train of thinking. So I had to be flexible to be able to think I can move over. Mobile finally it gave me the power of looking at it and say, yes, this is okay. That's exactly what I want. And then the stability. Stability is very important in your body. It's also every year, so you don't lose balance. And the same thing in your mind. You have to have the stability that you can keep up with your flexibility, mobility, and then you can be stable and bring out that stability to do finally move on and reach your goal. Not that you like on one leg and you lose balance. The same thing is like, oh, in your stability, in your mind, is like, oh, should I go over here again? It was more comfortable. It wasn't fun, but I knew what I would do. And you're in your misery again. So we move and go over and we have our stability to say, yes, I can do it. I have now the mind of a yes-minded person. That doesn't mean I say yes to everyone. I say yes to me, but I say no to you. Because I don't want to do what you want to do or to society. So we're in with the flexible, with a mobile and a stable mind. And that brings at the same time the body also into flexibility, because now I'm going forward and I can be mobile, have the mobility, and I can be stable. I won't lose balance anymore. And that those are the three pillars we work on. Of course, there's much more to it once we dig into it. That's the short side. I'm explaining it to you, but that's what I did with myself. I understood suddenly what I needed to do. Suddenly it came to me, because I always said, oh no, but I need to do this. I have to, they expect me to do this. And then I say, no, I can flexible. I can move this over here. And then I worked on the whole three pillars on myself. And that's why I'm saying, I know how it feels when you get stuck. I know in my own life, I was fearful. I was so fearful to move on to, because I stepped out of something that was familiar to me. That way I was growing in that, but suddenly it stopped. And I want to grow more. I want to learn more. I don't want that routine life anymore. This is becoming boring. I know exactly what I'm doing. I know exactly where I'm going. I needed the change, and I figured it out of myself. And I think it worked.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I'm in a good spot.
Well, yes. And you're not only in a good spot, but you also have your eye on the future. You know, I was looking a little bit earlier today, and I was taking a look at some of the things that you talk about. You know, one of the things that I noticed you talk about is about making this lifestyle change where you forget your age and remember your dreams. You know, I pulled that quote off your website, you know, what? Forget your age, remember your dream. Yes. And so this is how you're taking those three pillars and helping people with all of this. I mean, this is what you now have seen working in your life. You've seen where you've been, a successful CEO, entrepreneur, you know, phenomenal success, and then you carve your own way. And I think this is really the message for people. So many people coming after COVID are really looking to carve their own way. But whenever we want to carve a new way and let go of the old, you know, the ego wants us to hold on to that. So it's not unusual that we run into roadblock. I'm afraid, I can't, I don't know what to do. But there's another thing you do, Barbara, you have your eye on the future. And that's really important. One of the things I was also reading from your website is you say, get future ready. Change is on the horizon. Everyone needs to adapt to this. You know, this is you with, you know, decades of experience in this to help people and businesses move beyond this. Yeah. I want to ask you this question about it, because you work with people that are stuck.
Yeah.
And you help them get past whatever that is. Now, I'm going to use the word stuck, but it's really much more complicated sometimes. You know, I say stuck, but I could be stuck from something that's so far in my past that I don't even recognize that that's holding me back. Yeah. You know, what do you want to say to folks now, really, that know they're in a sticking point? However, they don't think they can get beyond it. They don't think there's help. And yet here you are, you've created a method and a process to help people.
It's, again, it's because they don't think it's possible. We always go for the worst scenario instead of the best scenario. Yeah. So I say, if it would be possible, what's the best scenario? How do you see it? And then how can we get there?
Yeah.
Yeah. We need a plan. And that's why I say always, see it, feel it, taste it before it happens, and then live it. Mm. And that's what we need to do. We have to start imagining. We have to see it first. And how big is that roadblock? How is it really that big? If you think back in your life and you had to do something that was really important and it would, so you can live your life again and move on. And when you put your mind to it, remember that moment that you suddenly got over that roadblock.
Yeah.
And you just did it. You look back and I don't have no idea how I did it, but it feels good. And when we get older, it's really exactly when we have years and years passed, we get lazier and we always think it's because of the age. But no, we are afraid because I didn't do it in my 20s that you should do in your 20s. Now I'm 40. Mm-hmm. Now I can't. I can't anymore. I'm not 20. You're never going to be 20 again. That's for sure. That's your learning experience. What have you learned in all these years that you brought into your 40s or 50s? And we concentrate on that. We don't concentrate on the problem, we concentrate on the solution. Mm-hmm. So if there's an obstacle, we don't concentrate on that one. We concentrate, how can we get there?
Yeah.
And the big mountain we can get over, we can climb over, we can fly over. We find a way, but do not concentrate on the big mountain, concentrate on the solution. And that's the biggest problem that we have right now. People come up with problems. I said, cool, I know the problem. What is the solution? Why don't we concentrate on the solution, the best scenario, not the worst scenario, the best? Yeah. How will that be?
Hi, this is Mark Anthony. I'm the psychic lawyer, also known as the Psychic Explorer, and I'm proud to be teaming up with Dr. Pat Basile for our show, The Psychic and the Doc, Your Practical Paranormal Power Unleashed. And on this show, all subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Tune in, and better yet, call in Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I'm Dr. Vaughn, host of Leading by Example, upholding standards without compromise, bringing you inspiring excellence one lesson at a time on Transformation Talk Radio every first and third Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific. Are you aware of your actions? Leaders, aspirants, everybody, join us for inspiration with fun, practical, and educational stories. Visit www.enterosolutions.com. That's E-N-T-E-R-O.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness, be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Know You're Crazy,
crazy.
With me, Susan Dene. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDene.com. That's DENEE.com.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about? At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com to learn more about becoming a host of your very own show.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is Keeping Up with Barbara. Barbara, we touched upon a lot of things today, and we're setting the stage for a number of shows you're going to be doing on what does it mean to live life full out? What does it mean to be in the world? I touched upon this whole idea about you wanting to be a model. I've always wanted to go back to school. And, you know, it took me a lot of years since I declared that when I was 17 years old. It took me a lot of years, but I never lost that vision. You held on to a vision too for yourself. And I want to ask you in these minutes that we have left, how important is it for people to hold on to that dream? Hold on to that dream, despite what's going on in life.
Oh, it's the most important thing, I think, in your life, to hold on the dream, what actually you want, for things you are in control of. You know, a dream is not you can make somebody love you, or being with the Prince Charming, but it's how you present yourself. Maybe then you might find the Prince Charming, or you find a wonderful person who loves you more than anything else. But it's up to us how you want to fulfill that dream. And it's self-control, self-imagination, and your self-action. Nobody can do it for you. You have to do it. So think today, it's if your goal, whatever that is, and during the run, going through your goal, it might change a little bit. That's okay too. But how important is that to you today to get, like I said, be one of the happiest person on the planet? So how important is that? The healthiest person for yourself, your self-being, how important is that? And I think for people to follow their dreams, and imagining and feeling it and tasting before it happens, it's one of the most important thought that you can have in your life. And yeah, be flexible, be mobile, be stable with it, and go for it.
I love it. Barbara Scheidegger, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. As I said before, please go to the website, barbarascheidegger.com. But also you can go to theagelesszone.com, keepingupwithbarbara.com. And when you get there, you'll be able to see there are several places right there on the homepage. Just book your free consult with Barbara. Find out what is going on underneath you. That's the first step, is taking action on your own behalf. Barbara, thank you so much for everything today. Last question. What do you want to leave us with? What's your personal message?
Well, you go to the gym, you drink your water, you eat healthy, but nothing happens unless you feel good with yourself inside. Take action so you get there.
Barbara Scheidegger, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat, and we'll be back here in a couple of weeks with the next conversation, and you're going to find out, what did Barbara do with that dream? What did she do with that dream? When she said to herself, yeah, I think I'm going to step out there. I think I'm going to live this one dream that I've had for a long time. How did she make out with that? We'll talk about that so much more. The Ageless Zone, you've just been in it. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to Keeping Up with Barbara Scheidegger. Keeping your body, mind, and life in tip-top shape is not only helping you live a longer life, but a better one. Whether you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, or onward, you can still create beneficial habits that will help you on your path to ageless living. Choose to keep up with Barbara and live your life to the fullest. Visit BarbaraScheidegger.com to learn more and listen to her on TransformationTalkRadio.com.